All
Is
right.
it working? Oh, it's working.
Yes, it's finally working. Yes.
Thank
Hello,
God.
We're the heathens. I'm Owen Cady, and this is.
I am Draven Wilson.
And welcome to our very first episode.
Oh, yes, our
we had
very
some
first.
Technical difficulties getting here.
Oh, yeah, some connection issues.
So, yes, all right. So, first thing, all right, let's tell the audience something about ourselves. Right, you go first. Tell
all
us
right,
some things about you, Draven.
All right, well, I am a avid meme collector. I make music, and I play a lot of games.
I see. And what is thy favorite game?
Probably Halo.
Halo, huh? Do you have a favorite in the Halo series?
Probably Halo Reach, because that game slaps.
yes, Halo is Halo Reach. I do hear is very good. I haven't played it myself because I'm a loser.
it's good. It's good.
How good are you at the game?
How good am I? Well, I've beaten and won multiple tournaments. So I'd say I'm pretty good.
You could probably wipe the floor with me in that game.
there's not too many people I can't wipe the floor with. At least with people I know, my first name basis.
Okay. I see it. Well, anyways, so hello, I am Owen Cady. I like to make films. I do some writing on the side. I play. I'm a gamer, just like my friend Draven over here. My favorite video game. I have top three that I like to go by: the Assassin's Creed series, Skyrim.
Heck yeah. Oh heck yeah!
And the Yakuza series.
Right.
Those are my top three.
Oh, yeah.
And I am a Norse pagan. Why did we name it the heathens?
Right, yes.
The reason we named it the heathens is because we're both very Norse.
Yes, very Norse.
Like, we have like lots of like Viking ancestry.
That is correct. Yeah, we both have a lot of Viking ancestry and knowledge. When it comes to the
myth
around it.
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
Indeed, indeed.
So, I am a Norse pagan. I worship the Norse gods. And my patron is Odin. I like Odin the most.
Yeah, he's probably one of my favorites.
So, Draven, which would be like your favorite Norse god or goddess? I like to know that.
That's a very difficult question. I do like Thor. Thor is he's I like him a lot.
I
gonna go not because of the Marvel superhero movies and comic books and stuff. I just think Thor is pretty cool.
Thor is pretty cool, even by like mythos standard.
Right.
I had a feeling you'd like Thor.
Yeah, Thor is cool. One of my favorite myths that he takes place in is where I can't remember the details exactly, but they're on like a journey, and they come across this giant, and he tries to hit the giant because he's like snoring. And then he gets like tricked in the castle with a bunch of rigged stuff. Like they had to race, they had to wrestle an old woman, and I think she was like the embodiment of time. And they would almost win each time, but they wouldn't. But it's revealed to them that the challenges almost ended the world as we knew. So that's probably one of my...
Yeah. Like, I know that mythos. When it came to that old, like arm wrestling the old lady, I think that you were right about the time. But I know, like, I believe it was a cat that Thor had to lift up. But apparently it was, like, a portion of the world serpent that he lifted up.
Yeah, it was the world serpent, because he couldn't get all four of its legs off the ground. The challenge was to get one of its legs, and he couldn't get any of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and like the drinking, like, hey, yeah. Thor, you severe alcoholic, can you drink this? And he only drank like a little bit amount. But apparently he lowered the sea level.
He lowered the sea level by like one third the quality, like the one third the amount of water.
Like, indeed, like, holy crap. And that just speaks on how much Thor really, really likes to drink.
Yeah. I mean, he's Norse. I mean, all Norsemen like to drink. Please, that's stereotype.
He's definitely, like the more, he's the, like, he can drink more than any of the other gods that there are.
Yeah.
He's like...
Can confirm.
Oh boy, he drank a sea level down.
Yeah, I mean, he drank the like ocean level and lowered it. I mean, no random person, no normal person can just do that. It's only Thor.
Yeah, I mean, you can try, but let's see how far that goes.
You could try, but I doubt you'll get any far.
Ah, yes. All right, you know what? Fuck it. Let's talk about movies. What's your favorite movie, and give me a nice, good description on why.
There's a lot of movies I like. I like a lot of different genres, like heist movies, war movies, and stuff. But if I had to say, my favorite movie right now is I've been watching a lot of military movies. So I'm gonna say probably for right now, Full Metal Jacket. That is a
Full Metal Jacket.
Have you ever seen it?
I've only seen like clips, but I definitely know which one what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite movies. It's made by a very talented director. I cannot remember his name all of a sudden. Stanley Kubrick. There it is.
Ah,
that's his name.
He already sounds like a good director just based off on his name.
Well, he made the Clockwork Orange and Space Odyssey.
Oh, okay. So
he's made a lot of classics.
Indeed. You see, my favorite movie, I'll have to say, there's a lot of good ones. I'll probably say, here's my top three. I'll say, you know, The Joker,
right.
Train to Busan,
ooh,
and Jojo Rabbit. So,
haven't seen that one. I've wanted to see that one, though.
Yes, an interesting story on Jojo Rabbit. Like, first, I was planning to see it on theater, and but the thing is, it didn't play on my city. I didn't know that. But like I set like a point on my calendar. I saved up money just so I can go see it. And when the day came, I was like, oh god dang it. And they still had like the Joker and shit. I got really mad. They chose the Addams Family over the Jojo Rabbit.
I don't know. Addams Family did make a lot of money though. That was a box office hit. I mean,
I had to look towards other websites to finally see Jojo Rabbit.
Oh yeah!
And oh boy, it was very good. It was very good.
I've only seen clips of it. I was thinking about renting it on YouTube so I could watch. Finally, I hear it's a very good, funny movie.
It really is. It is a very good satirical movie.
Right. I mean, I've seen clips of it. Like, a couple clips, but nothing too specific. They've all been, like, out of context.
I see. Like, I first heard of it, like, one of my friends, they sent the trailer to me. And the second I saw that trailer, I fell in love with it.
Great.
Indeed.
I remember the YouTube ad, the trailer was. I was like, oh, I gotta see this movie, and I have not seen it, so. One day.
So, yeah. Indeed, one day. Like, you will not be disappointed. I'll definitely tell you that.
That's good. And then I have someone recommending it. Because I know everyone else I know hasn't watched it either, so.
So, yeah. So now that I have watched it, I am definitely going to recommend it to you. Have you seen Train to Busan?
I have.
Oh, you have? All right. What do you think of it, mate?
It's a very interesting take. It's the first movie I've ever seen that was still the only movie I've seen that's from like Asia. It's from what I can't remember where exactly it takes place though.
South Korea.
Yes. Okay. So, a very good movie. I remember I was at a friend's house and he pulled it up on a website. I was like, oh, you know, whatever. I'll watch it because it sounds interesting. It's a zombie movie. I like zombie movies, and it's probably one of my favorite zombie movies.
I can tell it's definitely my favorite zombie movie of all time.
No, Zombieland's pretty up there for me. Zombieland.
So like, Train to Busan is definitely great.
Right. It is a very good movie. I do like it. Very well made.
Mm-hmm. And, like, I love, like, all the characters as well. Except for that douchebag. Spoiler alert.
That one guy. No, won't name specifics, though. So if anyone's listening to this and hasn't seen it, they can watch it themselves. But that one guy.
Yeah, that one. You'll know when you see him, but fuck that dude.
when you see it, you'll know who we're talking about. Exactly.
You can't miss him.
No, you cannot.
He's just the biggest douchebag throughout the entire fucking movie. Trust me, you'll see him.
You'll see. Probably won't delve more into that, but you'll see.
And the main character, I really like how he went from kind of like a bad father. I'm not like not abusive or anything, but kind of neglectful in a way.
Right.
To a very caring father to the end. It almost made me cry. I know it made my sister cry three times.
Three times?
Yes, three times.
I do like the ending. I do like it.
Yes. Yes, the ending was incredibly... That part also really tugs on your heart, you know?
It really does.
Ah. Oh boy, and then of course the Joker. Have you seen that one?
I have seen that one. I didn't get to see it in theaters, but I did eventually see it. I can't remember how I saw it, but I remember I did eventually get to see it.
Ah, that's good. That's good. Because it was a good movie. Yeah, it was an amazing movie. I definitely loved the Joker. The cinematography was great. The story was pretty good too.
Oh,
I love the messages overall.
My favorite part of the movie is it gave a lot of the mainstream news media's fear for some reason. They were like, don't go watch the movie. Don't do it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so you're not talking about in the movie, but outside of the movie.
No,
yeah, I love how the media just like really overreacted. And also, they kind of just proved the Joker right.
Yeah, they proved what the movie was like being satire, the message.
Like when it did make a message like about the media, because for example, it showed like that newspaper with the clown, and it says like attack on rich people or something like that.
Yeah.
When in reality, it was just kind of self defense. The media makes an entirely different story than what really happened.
Yeah, the movie was good. It was well written.
The media just literally proved it right.
Right, they like proved like on point what the movie was showing, or a couple of its points.
Yeah.
No, this is definitely a very good movie.
Indeed.
I hope for a sequel. Don't
watch this movie. You will die instantly. The second you walk in that movie theater, boom.
You walk in that movie theater and you see anyone dressed like Joker, you just need to leave. No, I'm hoping for a sequel. Like a good sequel, not like a bad sequel. I'm hoping for a good sequel. That'd be pretty cool to see the story continue. Not that it has to, but it'd be cool to see.
It would be cool to see. I won't lie.
Especially
if it's just a one-off, that's definitely good too. It's definitely good on its own.
I would only like to see a sequel if it led off into like another kind of like the Dark Knight, like Christopher like Dark Knight series, but like something a little more modern, because that took place back in early 2010s, and here we are sitting in 2020. And the memes that spawned from the Joker too. Oh, those are good. Everyone's Indeed. Seen them.
And the Joker's doing pretty well in the box offices. Like, it's like one of the top superhero movies.
It's like one of the top movies of when it came out. I think it was like, I don't know, I can't remember. I was just saying, I think it's number 4, but that doesn't sound right.
I don't know. But oh boy, like, it's definitely very good. And it almost got the nomination for an Oscar, but Parasite won that. I haven't seen that movie. I should probably try, because if it beat the Joker, it must be good.
I don't know about that one. Just because it beats the Joker doesn't mean it's better.
True. Again, it doesn't come down to opinion, but like it must be somewhat good if it did indeed compete against the Joker and won.
Yeah, I haven't heard much about that movie other than like the title, really, pretty much. And yeah, so if I watch that stuff, like, it'd be pretty much a blind watching.
Indeed,
like how movies are supposed to be watched.
Indeed, and like another movie that really touched me was Flowers of War. I'm pretty sure you haven't heard of that, but have you?
Nope.
No, maybe I'm
wrong. No, I'm not.
No, I have not. But hey, it's free on YouTube. You should definitely watch it.
All right, I could. I could do that.
Yeah, because like it's about Imperial Japan and their invasion of China.
Oh, is it?
And it's about the rape of Nanjing.
That's pretty cool. I have to give that movie a watch.
Yeah, it's really good. I can't speak highly enough of it. It is very, very good.
It's a very good movie.
Yeah,
it's free on YouTube.
Good cinematography, action. Yeah. At least like when I looked it up, it said like, hey, it's free, but you're gonna have ads. So.
Oh, yeah. I'll probably have to give that one a watch. Definitely have to give that one a watch, because that sounds interesting.
Yeah, it is. It's very good.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
And the ending also is very good as well. And another historical film that's also pretty good, and it's on Netflix, so if you have it, definitely watch it. State of Jones or something like that.
Oh, I haven't heard that.
Yeah, I believe it's about a Southerner that he fought in the Confederacy, but then he deserted because like family issues. But then he kind of turned Union, if that makes sense. He went, no, free the slaves and stuff like that.
Oh yeah, another
pretty good story.
I have a couple good movies. It's the Dollars trilogy. It's Fistful of Dollars, A Few Dollars More, and The Good, the Bad, the Ugly. It has Clint Eastwood in it. I don't know if you've heard of those movies. Have you?
Oh, I definitely have. I haven't watched them, but I definitely, my dad loves that.
So as an avid gamer myself, I played the games Red Dead Redemption. And I got really into Western stuff. Like, When I played it, I bought an airsoft gun that was a Western revolver, and I started watching those movies, and I watched them in a row. And Clint Eastwood is awesome in those movies, and they're just like your typical vigilante Western movies, and I highly give them a watch, especially since if you played any Western games such as the Red Dead Redemption series or any other games I can't think of. But no, they're very good. They're very good movies. I won't get too in depth because they're best if you watch them yourself. The pacing's a little off on them, and they are longer movies. Like, I think The Good, the Bad, the Ugly is like a 2.5 hours. So.
Oh, well, Endgame is like 3, so I can definitely make it.
These movies came out in, I think, 1965? So back then, that was long.
Yeah. Indeed.
I believe movies like Endgame were like 3 hours.
Yeah. But like, apparently, like, this very one old movie. Because like, when I was in the movie theaters, it pulled this trivia up. And like, this movie lasted around like, I'd say like, I believe it was like 5 days.
Really? A 5-day movie?
Like, yeah. Huh. Like, oh, holy crap. Like, what's the movie about?
I'm curious now. I'm going to have to look that up after this podcast recording.
Like, yeah, definitely. Because, like, holy crap. Because, like, I wonder, is it any good? Because, like, if it's horrible, it's just going to be 5 days of crap.
Yeah, like what's like, how do you make a 5-day plot?
I don't know. Especially if you go through all of that and not have any bit boring. That's a talent.
I hope it's good and it's not just like a camera like facing facing a wall. Like,
look at this wall. This wall is amazing.
Like 5 days you watch and it's like, oh, there's a fly.
Whoa. Look, a fly.
Oh, just got caught by a spider.
What if you watch it and it's just like a person just going through their normal day life, taking a shower, getting married, drinking some coffee. Oh yeah, like the real Truman Show. Well, in real time.
Yeah. It's 5 days and in real time. And it's not interesting at all.
And don't worry, Truman will not know.
That's another good movie.
That is. I have not had the pleasure of watching it, but I definitely hear that's good.
I won't get any specifics, but pretty much like, so it's that some guy from like birth all the way up till when the movie takes place, he's constantly on camera 24/7 all year round. All the time. Mm-hmm. And the movie is good. It's a good movie. But like, in universe, why is that show entertaining? It's just some dude living his life. Like, you're taking time out of your life to watch some other guy live his life in real time.
Yeah, I know. It's like, it's just some stupid like live stream.
It's a live stream, and it's like, oh, here he goes. He's going to spend the next 15 minutes drinking coffee and reading the newspaper. Oh, boy.
Oh look, he's crossing the street. But
Jim Carrey's in that movie. It's a funny movie, but it's definitely not one of his, like, comedies. Like, Detective and The Grinch.
Mm-hmm. I know. Almost every Jim Carrey movie is amazing and good.
Yeah. He makes the role. He can pretty much play anything.
Pretty much, yeah. I freaking love Jim Carrey. He's my Joker, favorite actor just of all time.
That movie would have a way different tone.
You know what? Maybe that's why the Truman Show was so entertaining. It's because it's Jim Carrey.
Yeah, it's because it's Jim Carrey. Exactly.
I think he's the only one that could have a live stream of his entire life. Like no cuts or anything. Be entertaining.
Yeah, and it'd be entertaining. Exactly, yeah. I wouldn't get that. I wouldn't Yeah, but like if I was in like if the Truman Show was real, like it was a real show, I don't see it taking off.
Like maybe I don't either.
Maybe for the first couple of years, like when he's younger and still learning, but when he's an adult and it's like, oh cool, he's filling out his taxes.
Drinking some coffee.
He's doing his taxes. Oh, look at this. Look at this like top tier action. He voted for Biden. Oh my God.
Yeah, he's voting in the presidential elections. Look at that.
Oh yes. Oh, oh my God. Look at this. He's taking a shit. Oh, oh God.
Whoa. 10 out of 10. Best movie. Best show.
Wait a second. Is that? Oh no. He's having diarrhea. Oh my Lord. This is came out of nowhere.
Knew he shouldn't have had Taco Bell. I just knew it. Now, well, if it was like modern day, if it was like in nowadays, it would literally just be like, yep, there he is. He's on his computer. It's 12 hours. Still playing CSGO.
Like, what if it's like, what if it's like this, like fantasy football thing where, like, oh yeah, I bet that when he goes up to that girl, she's gonna reject him. But watch this.
Oh yeah, it's like a live betting system. See, now that would get people to watch because people would just be bet and have bragging rights and money. Maybe that's it. Maybe like, the untold story of the Truman Show that's actually just a whole bunch of betting behind it.
Yeah, there's just like a huge gambling ring for Truman.
Yeah. I never got that movie. I never would really get the idea either. Because if you were any older than him, there was a good chance you would have never seen the end of the show. You would have died before.
Oh boy, yeah, like, and then you're up there in like and you're in the afterlife, like in Valhalla, heaven, wherever. And you're thinking, man,
believe it.
I wonder if he's happily married now.
I wonder if he's happily married. I think he was married though.
I think so. I'm not sure. I haven't watched it, so I can't really make an informed decision.
Sure, I forgot you didn't watch that. Yeah, so yeah, that's another good move.
I bet. And then of course, Ace Ventura, the exception of that third one. We're gonna throw that in the trash and pretend it never existed.
Doesn't exist. That one's not real. That's just an SCP.
But the you know the main two ones, like you know Nature Calls and of course the first one.
I haven't seen them in years though. The first one was on TV. It was on like Thursday morning, but I had to go to school, so.
Ah, dang. But like, yeah. But they're still very good. I still remember them like it's nothing. I've memorized the entire movie.
I watched them.
And I like it.
No, I have to rewatch them. No, there's a lot of good movies.
Yeah. And it won't be boring rewatching them.
No, they're always like his movies are always entertaining to rewatch. Like always.
Indeed. And sometimes like I always like to rewatch movies sometimes. Just because maybe I missed the detail that I missed the first time, you know?
I always had to rewatch movies. Especially newer
ones. Like, heck, like when I watched the Batman and Robin movie, you know, the one where bat nipples on the armor?
I've never seen it, but I've heard about it.
Like, yeah, it's really bad, but like.
Really bad.
Like when I rewatched it, I got to see the lovely, like with the scene when they came to Mr. Freeze and Poison Ivy. You see Bane in the background just sitting outside the door.
He's lonely. He's like, "Can I come in, please?"
Yeah, pretty much. It's just like staring at the camera.
I have to watch that now. This sounds hilarious. I gotta watch that.
I love it, especially that one scene. I love because like you see him there, but then it cuts to him at the end of the hall, like coming in.
Yeah.
And police just failing at their jobs, and then he comes in. So it's like, hey, wait a second. Did Bane forget the thing he was supposed to get, so he had to go back? Or, like, why was he outside the window just like a cat? Like, oh, man.
He's vibing. Meg. He's vibing.
He's just vibing in the freaking, like, Arkham Asylum.
He wants to be part of the conversation, but he also doesn't want to be known that he's part of it.
Yeah.
He's just being...
He's just outside the door, just looking at the camera.
My man be vibing.
And, like, that version of Bane is much more like Solomon Grundy. So, like, if Bane was replaced with Solomon Grundy, I think the movie wouldn't have been as bad as it was.
Wouldn't have been as bad.
But, like, it'd still be pretty bad. Like, that's not saying much, but...
Oh, yeah, it'd definitely still be bad. From the sound of it. It sounds like, though, because it's bad, it's funny to watch.
Yeah, so maybe it's kind of like, it's so bad, it's good.
So bad that it's good, but only because it's fun to make fun of.
Yeah, especially that. Like, again, so if you get to the Arkham Asylum scene, definitely look out for Bane just outside the door.
Right. What's I don't know. If a lot of movie watchers watch this, this might rustle their feathers a little bit. But what do you think's like the most overrated movie series? Like a series of movies.
Overrated?
Like, overrated. Like, I'm not saying, like, you're saying it's not good, but it's just, it gets, a lot of credit, and it's like, okay. We get it.
Good question. Maybe you'll give me inspiration. What do you think is the most overrated movie?
Star Wars.
Star Wars?
Star Wars. Don't get me wrong. I like Star Wars. I like the originals. Like, not the prequels. I've never watched the prequels, so I don't know about those. And I know those are a very hot topic in that community, whether they like it or not. So I'm gonna let that. I don't know. Maybe because of the newer movies, but I'm always hearing about them, and I've seen them. And maybe it's just because I'm not like a fan of it, and I'm just kind of like, oh, I mean, they're interesting movies, but it uses a lot of tropes if you break it down. I mean, they're good movies. I definitely watch them on my own time. I do think they are over. I do think they're overrated, at least some of them. I mean, I've seen the newer ones too, and I hear they're garbage. So, I've seen them; they are garbage.
I see what you mean. Me personally, when it comes to Star Wars, I actually like the prequels.
I never see the prequels, so.
Like, I've watched them. Of course, there are some cringy moments, I will admit.
There are some cringy moments.
Yeah, especially with, like, Padme and
stuff. Oh, yeah.
But, like, other than that, I think it's not too bad.
No.
So, when it comes to overratedness, honestly, I don't know.
You don't
know? The movies I definitely hate with, like, a passion... is like the 50 Shades of Grey.
Yeah, but I mean those kind of movies are overrated. They're not overrated. They're just straight up garbage.
Yes, they really are.
Just straight up garbage.
It seems there's a lot of people that agree with me, so I'm not sure if that's an overrated movie, but I don't care. I'm just going to state it. I hate 50 Shades of Grey,
Twilight,
50 movie. Shades Darker, 50 Shades Freed. I hate them all.
The Twilight movies suck. They're garbage.
Yeah, they are, but at least it's let's admit it is kind of entertaining. Is it bad? Yes.
They are,
but it's pretty entertaining.
I don't even really see them as entertaining. I think they have a cool idea down. If they just got rid of like the romance and the bad writing and the horrible actors, but the whole vampires versus world. I mean, that's literally a thing in Skyrim, which is awesome.
Yes, like I like the battle scenes with the werewolves and the vampires, especially in the eclipse.
Yeah, you gotta. All right, you gotta pull it there.
That's pretty dope. Everything else, yeah, suck it.
Yeah, everything else is garbage. So you know the parts that are supposed to be epic, those are epic. The parts that are supposed to be like funny or cute or romantic, or just do they just suck? They're just garbage.
Exactly. Like, if you want to see a vampire and a werewolf movie that's actually good, watch, like, the Underworld series. That's great.
I haven't heard about those.
Oh, like, I watched them when I was, like, a kid. The first one, and the other ones, too. Like, Rise of the Lycans and Evolution. So I've watched, like, all three.
Right.
I haven't watched the newer one, but, like, but still pretty good. I really like those series.
Right.
And of course, I like the werewolf. I'm team werewolf. Huh?
Team werewolf, yeah. I'm team just either. I'm just here for the battle.
Badass looking.
I'm just here for the battle.
Like, oh, okay, Mr. Viking mercenary.
Yeah, dude.
I don't know who I am. I don't know where I am. All I know is I must kill.
All right, that's
that meme describes you like perfectly.
Yeah, that is the way. That was my character when I did my first playthrough.
Oh, the Mandalorian?
Oh yeah, the Mandalorian. I haven't seen the. I saw the first season. I watched the first season in one sitting, but I haven't seen the second one yet. I had the chance. I don't have Disney Plus.
Oh, I see.
Yeah,
I've watched. I'm all caught up with the series because I'm watching it with my mom.
Okay.
And it's pretty dope. I really loved it.
I saw the
first. Very good.
That has gotten me though, and more into the Star Wars community just a little bit. I'm not in there a lot. I do think the Mandalorians are the coolest.
Yes, the Mandalore, great. Yeah. And like, I like Baby Yoda. He's adorable.
He's pretty cute. Yeah, no, I haven't seen anything. I've had some of it spoiled by some of the memes I've seen, like the spoiler there. Something about Boba Fett.
Oh yes.
I don't want to hear about it. I'm just saying I didn't know if that was an actual thing or if that was an actual.
And if you spoiler alert, but you know, Baby Yoda's name is Grogu.
Grogu.
Yes, so at least you know his name.
Yeah, I saw Grogu. So that was another thing I saw too. I just could not remember the name.
Yeah, so we no longer have to refer to Baby Yoda as Baby Yoda. We can refer to him as Grogu.
Well, people are still going to refer to him, including me, because there's probably a good chance I won't remember that name.
Man, you really are a heathen.
What? Roll credits.
All right. Let's switch the subject of movies to TV shows. I know that's not much of a switch.
Not much.
Oh, well.
TV shows, I mean, movies, but just longer.
Yeah. Pretty much. What's your favorite TV shows, mate?
My favorite TV shows? All right, well, the one I could think of right now is Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad.
I do like those. I like the movie that came out with it afterwards that came out, I think, like a year ago. Good. Breaking Bad.
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty cool, pretty gritty, but yeah.
I have seen that one, yeah. It's pretty good. I like
They are pretty good. I don't know. I don't really watch a lot of TV. I don't watch too much. I more or less play games, but I mean, I watch TV from time to time. I like a lot of classics though, like The Twilight Zone with Rob Serling and MASH. Like, you know, movies like that.
Oh, MASH! Holy shit! Oh, you just hit my nostalgia boner like with full force.
Just so good
because like holy crap, like MASH, I watched that crap as a kid.
Yeah, I did too.
And when I say crap, I don't mean it's bad. It's very good.
Oh, very good. If you haven't watched it,
you gotta
watch it. You have to. It's law.
Yes. It's the law. We'll start sending you to certain camps.
Send you to the gulag.
Indeed. Anyways, I've watched all seasons, and they're very good.
I've seen most.
My dad has every single season and the discs.
We have all ours recorded.
Oh, dang.
Oh, his dad.
Match. Who's your favorite character in the match? I'm curious.
I'm Hawkeye. Easy.
Hawkeye?
Yeah.
My favorite is a friend, I believe, BJ, if that's his name. I forget.
It's something like that. I think it's AJ or something. I don't know.
I don't think it's BJ. I don't think it's...
His best
friend. Because that's the initials of blowjob. So I don't think it's BJ, but I think I'm on the right track.
You're close. It's somewhere in that range.
Well, it's Hawkeye's friend. He's my favorite. I like him.
He's pretty cool.
Yes. Radar is another good one.
They're all good characters.
Indeed, they're all very good. And it takes place in the Korean War.
Oh, yeah. I'm glad you know that, because the last person I talked to, they thought it took place in the Vietnam War. I don't talk to them anymore.
Which, in their defense, I guess it can be.
I guess
up.
If you're a hit normie, I guess. Yeah.
if you're a normie, but to our trained eyes and when our nice historical minds, we know it's the Korean.
It's obviously the Korean War.
And that's often called the Forgotten War for a good reason.
There needs to be more TV shows and movies on that. On the Korean War.
Yeah. I mean, another well-forgotten war is King Philip's War and the War of 1812.
Yeah. That stuff isn't taught.
When it comes to American history.
In school as much.
Yeah.
Blame the Maine on Spain.
Blame the Maine on Spain. Hey, Spain, I know you had nothing to do with it. But
we're going to war, so let's go right now.
And oh boy, I found out that when the Spanish American War was it wasn't even a challenge to the U.S.
No.
I believe the Spanish were still using wooden ships.
Yeah, so the U.S. was haha, ironclads.
You were basically just bullying the Spanish at that
point. Yeah. The fact that I like their tenacity though when they told us no, so we just had to kick their teeth in.
Oh yes, hey Mexico, can we buy this land off you? No. Okay, well we're just gonna take it anyway.
We offered to pay, but
sorry, time for an invasion, and then we just kick their ass, and then boom. We bully the Mexicans out of their lands, and we took them.
Now it's our land.
Take it, sucker. Man, Mexico used to be huge. Now it's just semi-huge.
It's still huge, just not as huge.
Yeah. I mean, it's still when it comes to that area of Latin America, it is one of the biggest. So
right.
I know it's not the biggest, but I know it's one.
It's
of the
one
biggest.
Of the biggest.
Yeah. Yeah. Ooh. Nice.
Nice.
What do you mean?
You said nice.
What, did I say something
No,
wrong?
You said nice. I was just wondering what you're saying nice about.
to my knuckle cracking.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, by the way, this is a very casual podcast. Should have probably put that up front.
Yes, it is. It's very casual.
It's a very casual.
And it's a podcast where we talk about whatever the hell we like.
And this week's topic is movies. Because that's
movies, games, that type of stuff.
That's definitely
like, what interests category. Us?
Or another session.
I put this in the hobbies category, right. So because I thought that probably I can capture what all we do.
Oh yeah. Oh, we're coming up,
and we also like history.
History, yes, history. Big history fans.
Yes, you know what? Yeah. Whoops, wrong name. Draven. Yes. What's your favorite like historical event that you like to learn about? What's your favorite history era?
My favorite era, huh? Don't really have a favorite era. Probably like I have a range. Everywhere from like the cowboy days of the 1800s all the way to the Vietnam era. That whole section I'm interested in.
Okay. Do you like anything like before
that? I like
that?
The medieval days.
Like maybe the Viking Age or the Romans.
The
Viking Age is dope.
I do like the Vikings a lot, obviously. Too, because of the name and my ancestry. English, not a strong suit apparently.
Draven, speak your native tongue of Old Norse.
I'm gonna learn that. That's something. I'm gonna definitely learn it.
Okay.
Definitely gonna do it.
Pinga dinga
dinga dinga darg.
I do like learning about Roman history. Mm-hmm. It's pretty interesting. I like it.
Right.
I like ancient and medieval eras, like Viking Age, freaking Crusades.
Crusades, yeah.
I like almost everything.
Yeah, there's. I don't really have. Like, I have like a favorite, but I'll pretty much learn about like any era.
Like I especially like learning about European history. I do like Europe a lot, but Asian history is also not bad. I do like learning about that too, like the Mongols and the Samurai.
Definitely want to take a trip to Europe.
Well, yes. Speaking of Europe, all right. What are some countries that you want to visit in Europe?
Well, I want to visit obviously the Norwegian area. Because that's where my family's from. But get them out more.
Norway. Yeah. Okay. It's Norway.
Norway, Draven. Sweden. That the whole northern area. You know what I mean?
No, Scandinavia.
Yeah.
Okay.
Germany, Ireland, UK, France, Poland, Russia. That's about all I got. Austria's pretty cool. I really want to see the old English castles too. Oh, and Scotland, God, can't forget about that.
Yeah, I mean that's in the UK.
Yeah, so. UK, but I'm more naming Pacific. So.
Okay.
So yeah, that.
Scotland should be independent. Change my mind.
Wales too. I know that's in the UK also, but also Wales.
Yep, that should also be independent as well.
I already mentioned Ireland.
Indeed.
England. I want to go to London. I think it's cool. That city has some very interesting history. I'd like to go there and learn about Jack the Ripper.
Ah, yes, London. and also known as Londinium if you're a Roman.
Ooh. It's a ghost.
It's the ghost of Roman past.
The ghost of Roman past. Well, we're coming up on 50 minutes. Almost at 15. It's a long 15 minutes. No, 50 minutes.
Yes, we're very, yes, almost close to an hour. Ooh. And oh boy. So yeah, the places I want to visit too is Scandinavia. I agree with you there. I like to see Italy.
I forgot about Italy.
Greece. And I like to see Russia.
Oh, you know it.
And Japan. I'd like to see Japan a little
That's
bit.
That's not Europe, though.
Oh, for focusing on Europe, then. Sorry. Scratch
no,
Japan.
Visit Japan, too. I do want to visit that, too. But we were talking about Europe. Like, all right, Europe countries. Here we go.
Another one. I'd like to... France wouldn't be too bad. And definitely Ireland.
Definitely Ireland.
We gotta see that. Ireland. Together, standing tall. Shoulder to shoulder. We'll answer Ireland's call. All right. So, you know what? You like Assassin's Creed series,
yes.
Right? What's your favorite Assassin's Creed game so far? Four. All right, why is that?
Well, I haven't played Valhalla yet, so I don't know about that one yet. Assassin's Creed, cool.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying so far.
Assassin's Creed 4. I like the story of Assassin's Creed 3, but I like everything about Assassin's Creed 4. Everything. Even glitches.
Assassin's Creed 4 is definitely really good.
I mean,
like, sailing... beating the crap out of the English and the Spanish.
Yeah. I mean, that, come on. You get to beat the crap out of the Portuguese in some missions.
Yeah.
I mean, I like Edward Kenway. I like the cast of characters. I love the tropical atmosphere. It's great. Sea shanties and sailing on a ship and raiding. I mean, come on. That's a Viking thing. I mean, it's just Vikings in the south. The story is good. I do like how it connects to Watch Dogs a little bit. They kind of link it. That's the first game to link the Watch Dogs universe and the Assassin's Creed universe together. That's one of my favorite things. It's just overall a fun, good game. Like, even years later, I beat the game 100% about 8 times, and I just finished my 8th playthrough, and I'm currently running it 100% for the 8th time. So I haven't beat it 8 times yet, 100%. I'm on my 8th run.
Oh, that is pretty good. I did something similar to that for Assassin's Creed 3. That is a pretty good game. But my favorite is Assassin's Creed Brotherhood. I really love
I've played Brotherhood. I played that recently, actually. I use the term recently very loosely. It's been a couple months. It was a good game. Good game. I can see why people like it.
Yeah, it's very good. I really like Ezio Auditore da Firenze.
I mean, I like every Assassin's Creed game that I've played in a couple ways, even some of my least favorite ones, such as Odyssey.
Yes, Odyssey. Odyssey, the very non-Assassin's Creed game.
I don't know if it's their Assassin's Creed game, but I do have fun with it. I've studied Greek gods and stuff, probably because they're the most studied anyway. But I like the atmosphere of the game. It's definitely a fun game if you're looking for a kind of ancient Greece type RPG game, and with some Assassin's Creed elements. And I like the war aspect where it's Sparta versus Athens. I mean, if you ignore the story and ignore everything that makes an Assassin's Creed game special, it's a good game. definitely not one of my
favorites. Yeah, I'll give it.
I haven't played Origins. That's one of the games, and I haven't played Valhalla yet.
I've played Origins. Origins is pretty good. I definitely do like
Origins. You think Origins is better than Odyssey?
Yes, in my opinion, I like Odyssey more than... I like Origins more than Odyssey.
I've heard that a lot. Syndicate was all right.
I do like Syndicate.
I mean, I liked it. It's all right. I just think, like, the map... I don't like how you have to use the grapple to get to certain areas.
Yeah, it's basically... It's like Batman... Assassin's Creed version.
Unity is fun because of the customization and it's multiplayer. So,
yeah, like co-op. I really want to play co-op Assassin's Creed.
Playing Odyssey, or not Odyssey, playing Unity solo isn't fun. But when you're playing with your friends, oh, it's a blast. Doing like takedowns, like, oh my god.
It sounds very fun. I really want to
do it. It is fun.
And I really can't wait to get my hands on
Oh my god.
It looks really good.
I haven't watched a lot on it because I want to go into it blind, but there's just a little bit I've seen. It's gonna be a blast. It's gonna be the game I play for the next week, whenever I get it.
It really looks good, and I watched a Norse pagan play and give his review on it and see how good it does with the pagan aspect, and he says it's pretty good for the most part with the Norse paganism stuff. They do get some things wrong here and there, like the runes, but for the most part, not too bad. So, I'm really looking forward to
it. It's going to be the first Viking game I've played since back on the Xbox 360. There was a game called Viking. And it was one of those one-man army type games where you could just slash through thousands and thousands of enemies. That was fun. That was fun.
I mean, I guess you can say technically two, but the second one I'm going to mention is kind of debatable. The first one I have, Ancestry Legacy, which is like a Viking war game. Like, you get to control troops and put them into battle. Which is pretty good. Which is pretty fun. I really like it. And then, of course, God of War.
I don't know if I really consider that a Viking game.
Yeah, because, like, I guess Kratos is from Greek mythology and stuff. But it does have a lot of Norse mythology in that game, so I guess it's debatable.
I don't know. I haven't played. I haven't played God of War because I'm an Xbox player, so and it's not on Xbox.
I'm depressed. That's very sad.
That's very sad. Well, we got Halo, so
you're missing out.
I was gonna move the PlayStation, but they just don't have Halo. Sorry, that.
But they have like Spider-Man, PS4, God of War, Bloodborne.
It's not Halo.
I know it's not Halo, but like, sacrifice one for the
main. My. Do you remember my original username?
Yes, of course I do.
So I just can't. It's part of my personality. I think I'm gonna get when the next consoles come out. I think I'm gonna buy.
But like, PlayStation and Xbox can live, like, can coexist.
No, they can't. I'm not trying to start console wars. No. I'm not saying. No, I'm just saying I prefer Xbox over PlayStation. But if you play PlayStation, then it's okay. You're good. All right, we're all gamers. We all like exploring worlds. There's no sense for us to be fighting.
Yes. We are part of the Gamer Alliance.
Yes, we are.
We must defeat...
We have to stand together.
The non-gamers.
The non-gamers. I don't know. No one's come up with an interesting name. I think that... I don't know.
Or the anti-gamers. Or the... Fucking... The boomers.
The modern-day boomers.
Like, oh boy, don't you just love it when the media blames, like, a lot of crimes for, off of video games?
Right.
Like, look at this person. He just shot up an entire school. Must have been the video game's fault. Look at God of War. It teaches you how to use an axe.
Right.
Now he's a murderer. Like no, like, stop. That's like the loosest connection ever.
I know, that's a very loose connection.
I know, like, ooh. Like, you have to make, like, a huge jump through hoops.
Yeah. Such a...
To make
it's
that
such
connection.
A big jump.
To go from, like, I want to play some Mario. You're going to kill everyone.
Did you,
It's like, I want to take my vitamins. You're going to choke on that vitamin and
die! Did you see that they're adding Kratos to Fortnite?
Oh yeah, actually, I've seen that really recently.
Getting added, he's actually already added. I was on Fortnite today. I can't remember why, but I was on it today, and it packs up.
Oh, so...
Don't feel bad, because Master Chief's getting added too, boy. So...
The Kratos skin, like, ooh. Actually, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I haven't played on Fortnite, but now that they're adding Master Chief, I might start playing it.
I don't play Fortnite for the plot. I play it for Master Chief. He has a nice butt.
And look at his armor. Look at that figure.
You're a simp for Master Chief. So, all right. Well, anyways, that is the first episode of the Heathens. I say, let's stop it here. All right. So, we'll see you